Hello and welcome to Pancreas Pals. I'm Emily.
And I'm Christy. We're just two gals in our 20s trying to live our best type 1 diabetic lives.
Every week we tackle a new topic from the diabetic perspective. Although we offer tips, we are not medical professionals, but we also offer plenty of anecdotes and general thoughts about how to embrace the type 1 lifestyle on your own terms.
It's not always easy to do through all of the literal highs and lows, but it does help to have a pancreas pal to turn to.
Hey guys, welcome to Pancreas Pals. Emily here.
And Christy.
Welcome back to another week. You made it. Mazel.
Happy almost Halloween weekend. We're getting very excited for Halloween. It's a time to celebrate and be in a fun costume.
Especially the fun costumes. We don't know if you can tell by the name of this episode, but this week is the Halloween special, and damn, we are pumped.
God, I used to every love time Halloween I say pump, specials yeah. as a kid. Oh my god, like Halloween episodes of The Simpsons. I used to live for
The Rugrats. That was my
I lived for it.
Oh, still thinking about Rugrats. Hanukkah Christmas situation. Anyways, moving on, that's for a December episode. But this week we're talking all things candy, all things game plan, how to prepare, what to think, what to not necessarily wear, but like if you have a pump and you want to put it somewhere, maybe it's great to think of a few things. We're just, you know, rolling with the punches here. Because she hates me so much.
No, just Halloween weekend really is it's a social commitment, but it's also kind of a physical commitment because if you are 21 plus, you're preparing for multiple nights in a row of partying and drinking. And whether you're 21 plus or not, I swear there is candy everywhere around Halloween.
It follows you. It's in the office. It's in class because those blessed teachers, and I mean, I'm not saying this in a sarcastic way, like bless you, Professor Masters in college at Boston University. Sophomore year, putting some candy into my little cubby because we had cubbies. We had like mailroom situations, and she would put Halloween candy in there.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, so it's very much a sugary holiday, and it's something that we got to accept. And you know, it doesn't have to ruin your Halloween just because you're diabetic and you're pancreatically challenged. Like, we still love you. Your friends will still love you. If they try to take your candy, don't let it happen. You can still eat it. Just space it out. Here we go. We're going to jump right into this. Are you ready, Christy?
I am.
Okay, so you have had a few more Halloweens than I have with diabetes. What has been your takeaways?
Like you said, spacing things out, but also just having a general game plan. I know Halloween weekend, whether you're in high school or college, it is just a really big thing from one night to the next to hop around between different spots. You have to know about how many different places you're going to. Are you getting a ride? Are you walking? You need to keep these things in mind because that's actually a great time if, you know, you're taking advantage of the free candy situation and you have some of that on you. Like, don't have that when you're stable sitting at, like, some place that you're going to be for a couple hours. Have that maybe before you walk to the next place so it kind of evens out so you're not hit with unexpected exercise. But at the same time, you're not letting yourself, like, spike
That's
for the night.
That's a good trick. Get it? Trick or treat? But I'm
Who are you? Me?
Yeah, I know. Role reversal. It's Halloween. I came as you. But, whoa.
Well done. You played that off nicely.
Sizzle. Anyways, since I was diagnosed at 20 years old. Wow, I forgot for a hot second how old I was.
I was going to say, this is like a big thing in our lives.
I know. Like, this is like the moment the earth shook. I was shook. I still am shook. Hashtag diabetes. But I was in college, obviously, and go back and listen to season one, episode one, how we were diagnosed. It is, talk about being shook. Christy's episode still has me shook. I got to stop saying that word. I'm sorry. But it was earth shattering for me to listen to that. It's definitely a reality check and a bit of an awakening, so to speak. So I definitely recommend going back and listening to that first episode. But we're talking about Halloween because it is our Halloween special. So I was diagnosed in between my sophomore and junior year of college. And that was the summer right before my junior year of college. And I'm getting very confused. Whenever I was diagnosed, it was before Halloween. It was like 5 months before Halloween because I was diagnosed in May. This is really showing my horrible math skills. It was like 7 months before Halloween. Moving forward. I hate myself. Oh my God, I can't do math. But I remember my first Halloween with this disease, and it was a struggle and a half. But I was also drinking. And yes, I won't just, okay, now people know I was underage drinking.
It's too late.
I'm uncomfortable.
It's too late.
It's out there. I'm 23 now. Everything's legal. But God, I am crashing and burning, much like people do after having too much sugar on Halloween.
Way to bring the theme back, though.
This is abysmal. I apologize, fans. But basically, what I'm trying to say is I was drinking a lot and eating a lot of sugar, and it was just a scary situation, and I would not recommend. I wouldn't say I was drinking a lot, but alcohol does lower your blood sugar unless you're drinking like a million frozen margaritas. So as all of you know, we've had quite a few episodes on drinking with diabetes, and that's definitely something that we want to continue to cover and talk about, because that is such a big component for so many people in their college years, and being lovely pancreatically challenged princesses that we are, we like to clink our champagne from time to time, and there's nothing wrong with dropping a Milky Way in
there. I love
champagne. Champs is great. But so I never really had the full experience of walking door to door, asking for candy as a diabetic.
Unfortunately, neither do I. We were
both
later. Too old.
But we've been told stories, and we do know from experience that exercise always brings our blood sugar down. Maybe not always, because, you know, people do have those adrenaline spikes, but like Christy was saying, it's a great time to start snacking on some of that candy, especially if you're walking. I know my hometown, I swear, I think we would walk 3 miles because everything's so spaced out in Jacksonville, and we'd just walk in circles in all the cul-de-sacs and hit up all the houses with our pillowcases full of candy. And even as a kid, my parents made sure that we spaced out our candy. Like, they didn't
intake.
Want us to...
Yeah.
Yeah, intake. They didn't want us to go overboard, and looking back, oh, how smart they were.
I should think, though, if you are with, like, a wee one who is type 1 in trick-or-treating, I think your best shot there would probably to be, like, let them eat the smaller things of, like, Skittles and M&Ms, because I think going for a whole, like, big candy bar, while it's exciting, I think it's so much more satisfying to be like, oh, here, have this little, like, handful with like a couple of treats so they feel like it's more, rather than being like, all right, you can have one bite of this candy bar and then give it right back.
I think about it a little bit differently, because the way your body breaks down the types of sugar is a big thing. So a chocolate bar is gonna be broken down differently and have caused a bit less of an immediate spike than, you know, a pixie stick. Mm-hmm. So if you're, unless you're running from door to door, like going ham with your kids or your little ones, or if you're a teenager and you're out there roaming the streets,
athletic
or drinking
families
or whatever,
get to trick or treat too.
Oh my God, maybe they all go as like marathon runners. Who knows?
No.
But maybe not. Whatever, let me have that one. But It's something that's very important to factor in when you're talking about candy. So if you're going to sit there and have like a whole bunch of Milk Duds, that might be a little bit better as far as immediate spikes go, to bolus, to use your insulin injection or put into your pump, then, you know, you might see a better curve than you would with a handful of Skittles or Pixie Sticks, or really like anything that's pure sugar like that. Oh, Swedish Fish. Do people give out Swedish Fish anymore?
I love Swedish Fish, but I can honestly say I don't think I've ever been given Swedish Fish trick-or-treating.
I feel like this episode's just going to turn into a list of my favorite candies.
It could possibly. But case in point, I think pacing yourself and, you know, think about if you want to deal with an immediate spike or not. Because for some people that are not having a long night, sometimes letting yourself run a little bit high towards the beginning and walking it off later works. But if you're going from one event to the other, you need to be checking more often, because that activity could be bringing you down. But also, if you're going a little bit like crazy with the candy and whatnot, that can be bringing you up. And I know personally, my alcohol trend, I tend to spike when I'm actually drinking and like before I go to bed, but I drop a lot overnight. So try to get a feel for what your overnight trends are before Halloween. Like, just think about where you've been at for the last week, because, you know, trends also change all the time. So think about where you've been at for the last week. Have you been running a little high overnight, dropping overnight? Because you want to set yourself up for the most success that you can have, because Halloween is supposed to be fun. And
right.
The one thing that I can guarantee you, I don't know what everyone's trends are that are listening, but the one thing I can absolutely promise you is that you will not see numbers you want if you, like, party too hard, whether that be eating, whether that be drinking, however you consider, like, Halloween-ing. It's if you go overboard, yes, it is so much fun to do as a kid when you, like, don't have to think about anything, and, you know, if you get a tummy ache from too many Skittles, like, that's worst-case scenario. You are just going to feel so awful if you have a horrible low and you need to drink juice on top of whatever is in your stomach. It's just, it is not a good feeling. And I have certainly been there. I've been very full, but I overbolused because I was not accounting for the alcohol I was drinking.
Right.
And then I had to drink juice and get my blood sugar back up when I certainly did not want anything else more in my stomach. And this is a very popular weekend for that. You're probably going to be drinking and eating sweet things, whether it's a cocktail or, you know, a bag
a
of Skittles.
Cookie.
Yeah, Halloween. People love, like, baking treats, which is a ton of fun. It doesn't mean you can't do it, but, you know, don't guess, like, oh, I checked my blood sugar an hour ago and it was this. If you've had something else to eat or drink, or you've been walking on the in-between, you know, it might be a pain, but for pen users out there, check again, you know, because sometimes things, like Emily said, digest differently. So if you had candy an hour ago and you're like, oh, that's okay, like I ate that candy and I'm only like 150, I'm good, and then you want to have a bite of something else, an hour later that could have, you know, finally kicked in a bit and you might be a little higher. If you were exercising, it might be a little lower. It's just really worth taking the extra check, you know. Just have
it's
more
always worth
with
taking
you.
The extra check. Yeah. Also, speaking of like Halloween and you know, costumes and what you're gonna be, and I am starting to get more comfortable with letting my pump fly free or my CGM fly free, but there are things out there that are made specifically for diabetics to help conceal. I don't know.
If your Halloween character wouldn't have an insulin pump and you are
like
really want to be in theme, we're not going to step in the way of that.
Maybe you really want to be Rose Dawson from Titanic.
She wasn't diabetic.
She not only was she not diabetic, they didn't have insulin pumps back then. And if they did, they were the kind that you wore on your back, like a backpack, because they were huge and it was like 19, whatever. So I'm really bad with timing. But
we know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, case in point. But there are things out there like Speedbelt, which, you know, these aren't necessarily things that I've tried and I can't really speak to, but I know a lot of fellow diabetics in the community. They're out there and they hold your, it's like a fanny pack, if you will, but like skinnier and trendier, and you can wear under your dress or whatever. And they have, you know, different type of, there's a special, I forgot the name of the company, but they make garters that hold your insulin pump like against your leg, and you can put candy in there and stuff like that. And it's like really good way to hold stuff without having to bring a big bag with you, especially if, you know, again, that's not your character, but you need all your supplies because it is going to be, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Basically, Halloween is Halloween, Halloween, whatever. Halloween is definitely the gift that keeps on giving. You never know if you're going to end up hitting up a few parties, a few get-togethers, a few bars with friends, or if you're going to be like me and eat some candy corn while sitting on your couch and watching Hocus Pocus, because no regrets. Or, you know, maybe not candy corn. I don't know. I love candy, but candy corn.
I like candy corn a lot.
I like candy corn, but now I've really gotten to this phase where it's like I pick and choose my candy as far as Halloween goes.
That
and
you should do that, especially like we should.
If it's not worth the bolus, the insulin, then I don't really eat it. And for me, that's anything chocolate, like I will eat, and anything like candy corn, pixie sticks. I love Swedish fish, so I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, I would have one or two Swedish fish.
Yeah, I think
Sour Patch Kids are good, too.
This is going to sound insane, but it's just the truth. Candy, it's not that I don't like it. I'm human. But for whatever reason, candy doesn't really tempt me the way that, like, a Halloween cookie would. In the moment,
cookies.
If I'm going to bolus on the spot at a Halloween party or event, it's going to be for a baked good. Stuff like candy, I enjoy, but I can put that in my bag and enjoy it on my own time. I like to bolus for stuff on the spot that I know I'm not going to have easy access to. Like, the world is not going to run out of Milky Ways anytime soon. So as much as I enjoy them, you know, if I want to have a Halloween Milky Way bar, like several mini ones, I can do that on my couch, bolus perfectly for them, and like relax and enjoy. I'm going to go for that cookie. I'm going to bolus for the cookie.
Right.
Or, you know, I mean, not take something for the cookie if I know that I'm, you know, about to walk a mile to the next gathering.
Right. I mean, there's just so many fun things about Halloween. Like,
even also, Halloween cocktails, to be honest.
I love Halloween cocktails. Yeah, I like but anything pumpkin.
You know that they're going to be sweet, though. That's just something to bear in mind. If someone mentions something along the lines of, like, oh, this is our Halloween punch or something. Anything that has punch, especially something that is supposed to be thematic and, like, orange, it's probably, like, orange soda and just very sugary. Doesn't mean you can't have some, but, like, really just mind the fact that it is certainly not low-carb, low-sugar, low-cal. Like, just know that up front.
Yeah. This is, you know, one of those holidays that's probably really good to just embrace the idea that nothing's going to be perfect. Not only, I think that idea should be embraced in all aspects of life, despite the holiday, any time of day. I'm like, you know what? I'm not perfect. It's okay that I feel this way or I'm thinking this or whatever, because I'm so type A and I get like very down on myself when things are not going great. And with diabetes, that's like few and far between. So that's been one of my biggest struggles with coping with the disease. And honestly, Halloween is such a fun activity. Like, you get to dress up.
Enjoy it.
You get to be a non-diabetic in your costume. You get to be whatever you want, but that doesn't mean that you don't still have the disease. So make sure that you're responsible, that you're checking your numbers, that you're
costume-wise, be whoever you want to be, but just remember it's still your body in this costume.
It's still your body. Don't go overboard with the candy. Don't end up in DKA. Don't, you know, just be careful, be safe. That's, I think, our resounding message. But have fun. Like, it's okay if you're running at 300 for, like, an hour or two. Whatever, you know? Enjoy that candy. Just make sure you bolus for it.
Yeah, and for the love of God, this is a life rule. It's something that I preach to my friends, diabetic or not. Drink the water. I don't care if you stick your head under the faucet. You drink that water. You find a way. Go to the bathroom and, like, scoop it into your mouth with your hands. Desperate times. I mean, maybe go to the kitchen and just, like, grab a solo cup and go to the sink like a non-ravenous animal. But
I mean, you do you. But if you're hitting up the bars, then, like, don't bring a water bottle, obviously, because they would never really let you in with a water bottle.
But no one's going to say no if you ask for tap water. Fact.
Yeah, no one's going to say no if you ask for water at a bar. But if you're, you know, Halloween is a really big time for house parties, a big time for apartment parties, for having the girls over and watching, again, Hocus Pocus or Halloween Town. I love Halloween Town.
I'm about to watch Halloween movies with my roommate as soon as we hop off of this call.
See,
like, the second
it.
We're done.
You're so autumnal.
I bought pumpkin pie halo top today.
Oh, amazing. I've been eating it all week.
It's really good.
It's so good. I'm planning on making a pumpkin pie cheesecake. I just got a whole bunch of cream cheese and I got pureed pumpkin. I'll let you know how that goes, fam. Check out our Insta stories for that.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, I really want to do an episode on baking with diabetes.
Honestly, like that's the stuff that tempts me. If I'm having a sugar spike, honestly, like, I can reject a piece of candy. Like,
no, I
legitimately
do episode,
don't care.
I want to do an episode on diabetic friendly things. Like, my mom is a chef and I am in no way as capable as she is. She went to the French Culinary Institute and, like, my life's a
joke.
Like, she's amazing.
Things,
I mean, she has given me a few tips, but I'm much more of a cooking type of person, and my twin sister is much more of a baker, and my mom is obviously very much both because she got an education in it.
I can microwave pizza bagels, so
that
I
is
know
an
exactly
art in
what
itself.
I know exactly what you're saying. They never
that
burn,
is an art
so.
In itself.
Yep.
But what I'm saying is I want to do an episode on things that, you know, like, I found that don't make me spike or that are low in carb intake and, you know, that type of thing. So that's definitely something exciting to come. And I think it would be great if it has to do with pumpkin stuff, before everyone's sick of it.
Works for me.
We love autumn.
Great. I know that people consider it hashtag basic to embrace the pumpkin. I don't give a shit. I love it. I think it tastes great.
Good. You do you.
I bought pumpkin spice Clif Bars today. Sue me.
Nah, I'm so jealous.
What can I say? So, case in point, have all the pumpkin things you want while doing Halloween activities. Pumpkin, I mean, I'm sure the way I've been consuming pumpkin is not, like, the greatest for you. But, you know, there are health things, healthy vitamins in pumpkin.
Pumpkins aside, back to candy. One really good thing about candy bars, I will say, and, you know, the packaged candy, is that they have nutritional value on the back. There's a specific amount of sugar for most things that tells you that's, this is the one holiday where it's not like, oh, my mother's pecan pie, like praying.
That's true, but that's what I'm saying. If I want candy, I would rather do it on my own time when I'm like in for the night watching a Halloween movie and I want to be exact with like my carb count. I'm like, you know what, this is a night when I can be on top of things, so I'm gonna. Yeah. But I still want my like darn Halloween treat and I'm gonna have it. I think for me, that's the time when I'll sit down. I mean, for me, I like candy bars. Like, I'm not a monster, but my family is so into M&Ms. Like, if I'm sitting there with my bag of M&Ms, I can look at exactly what I'm about to eat, bolus for it, like, knowing exactly the carb count. And that's how I would rather do something like that to avoid the spike. For me, the guesswork really comes with, like, eating
the cookies,
the Halloween cookies goods that have, like, you know, candy maybe
candy
sprinkled
on
top.
Yeah.
So
it's like a diabetic nightmare, but also a dream. It's a holiday to take with a grain of salt or a pinch of sugar, if you will. But
I will.
It's definitely something that doesn't mean that you can't have fun and you can't, you know, wear that costume rocking your Dexcom or your Omnipod or your T-Slim or whatever it is that you have. And if you're a little bit on the shy side about it, there's definitely a million things that you can do to make sure that you have all of your supplies and everything that goes with your costume. It doesn't mean
that
you can't have fun.
If any of our listeners come up with great ways to either incorporate or, you know, put their pumps in disguise along with them for Halloween, please send them to us, because I would I would love to see them. If we're allowed to share them on like our Facebook or something, let us know.
Yeah.
But I would even just love to see them. I mean, we'd love to share them, but I definitely want to see them. I don't even have a pump, but I just think that's the coolest thing that people
maybe
can do.
Maybe this will be something that'll help convert Christy. Who knows? But she hates me. Okay, I'll give it up. But email us at pancreaspals123@gmail.com. We want to see those pictures. This is, you know, something we're still learning. Like, this is, maybe we'll copy you. Maybe we'll give you a definitely give you a shout out.
If for anything else, for our Halloween like episode next year, like if we see successful ideas, we would love to pass them on. So, you know, help out the community, folks.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe this will be like season 5 or season 4. You'll come up and it'll be like, oh my God.
Remember when?
2 seasons ago.
Exactly.
It was beautiful. But give us a shout out. Follow us at pancreas_pals on Instagram. If you want to slide into our DMs, we're more than happy. You'll probably get a tag team response where one of us will answer and then someone else will be like, oh my God, hi, I love you, and answer too. Same thing goes for our email, which I said, but I'll say again, is pancreaspals123@gmail, and our Facebook, which is pancreaspalsPP. Be sure to go follow. You can message us. You can post on our wall in there. You can send us all the things you want to know, learn, any ideas for future episodes, and especially if anything that has to do with fall, anyone that you want us to interview to talk to. We still have some really exciting people coming up this season. So I know we're already, I think this is episode 8, but we're already, you know, we still got quite a few more to go. We're just a little over halfway with our season and we're pumped.
No pun intended.
No pun intended at this point. I've accepted it. We are so excited to share more fun-filled, pancreatically challenged, and pancreatically capable for those listening who have a working pancreas and are just amazing supporters. So thank you so much for listening, guys. You're the best.
Happy Halloween.
Stay safe, kids.
Bye.
Be merry. Bye.